Welcome back to the Podcast Why. I'm Brett Johnson, my podcast guy, your trusted friend in podcasting. The show is here to help you reconnect with the real podcast why behind your podcast, so you can keep showing up with clarity and confidence. We've been walking through five components of a strong why: your podcast description, your podcast purpose, how your podcast ties into your overall business and marketing strategy, the expected results you're looking for, and your approach to creating a show. Today, we're going to zoom out a bit and talk about that third component, how your podcast fits into your overall business and marketing strategy. This is where a lot of shows drift. The host has a clear sense of their business, their offers, their ideal client, but the podcast is floating next to all of that instead of being integrated with it. It's like a side project that sort of relates to their work, but not in a way that feels intentional. Your podcast doesn't have to be a hard sell marketing channel, but if it's connected to your business at all, it should have a defined role in your strategy, a job to do that supports your podcast why, your listener, and your business as a whole. In this episode, I want to help you see your show as one piece of that bigger picture, so your podcast why and your marketing aren't pulling against each other. Here's a composite story from many conversations I've had with my client-based podcasters. Imagine a host, we'll call her Heather. Heather runs a small consulting business. She started her podcast because she wanted to share value and get her name out there. Those were her words. Inside, her deeper podcast why was to help a specific kind of client feel less stuck and more empowered. But in her business strategy documents, the podcast was basically a vague bullet point: content. When we looked at her actual marketing ecosystem, she had a website explaining her services, an email list she used sporadically, a couple of social channels, and then the podcast off to the side. None of it was really talking to each other. On the podcast, she covered broad topics, sometimes connected to her offers, sometimes not. At the end of episodes, she'd say, "If you want to learn more, visit my website." But even then, she wasn't sure what she wanted people to do when they got there. Her show had a strong heart, but a fuzzy role. So we started with her podcast why and her business goals and asked a simple question: what job do you want this podcast to do inside your overall strategy? Some options we explored: is it primarily a trust builder, a place where potential clients get to know how you think and what it's like to work with you? Is it a nurture channel for people already in your world, clients, subscribers, followers, helping them go deeper? Is it a discovery tool meant to reach people who haven't heard of you yet? Or some combination with one priority? For Heather, the most honest answer was, "I want the podcast to be the bridge between someone finding me and someone feeling ready to work with me." That meant its primary job in her business strategy was trust and fit, showing her ideal client that she understands their world and has a grounded, realistic way of helping. Once we named that, several things clicked. Her topics lean more toward the kinds of issues her paying clients brought to calls, not just broad industry topics. Her calls to action became more specific. Instead of "visit my website," she'd say, "If you're listening to this and recognizing yourself in these situations, there's a link in the show notes to book a call with me." Her email list and podcast started working together. She'd invite listeners onto the list for deeper dives, and she'd send new subscribers to specific podcast episodes as a warm introduction. We also made sure her podcast description and purpose matched this role. The description now hinted at the connection to her work. The show exists to help a specific kind of listener with specific problems, and if they want to go further, there's a natural next step. The key here isn't that her podcast became a sales pitch. It didn't. The content stayed generous and useful, but it stopped being a free-flowing content machine and started becoming coherent, part of her marketing strategy, all built around her podcast why. Let's look at your podcast through this lens. If your show has any connection to your business or professional work, it deserves a defined role in that ecosystem. Your podcast why can guide what that role should be. Here's a simple reflection exercise. Step one, write this question down. What job do I want my podcast to do inside my overall business and marketing strategy? Then write your honest answer. It might be build trust with potential clients, deepen the relationship with my existing audience, showcase how I think and work so the right people self-select in, educate my market so our conversations start at a higher level. Try to pick one primary job, even if there are secondary benefits. Step two, look at your current episodes and your description and ask, Would a stranger be able to guess this job just by listening to a few episodes and reading the description? Are my intros, outros, and calls to actions supporting this role, or are they random? If your podcast role in your business isn't obvious to you, it won't be obvious to your listener either. Here's today's podcast why question. If your podcast is one of the ways you live out your why in your business, what specific role should it play in moving someone from stranger to listener to someone you can genuinely help, and what needs to change so it can actually do that job? You don't need to overhaul everything at once. Start with clarity. Name the job. Align your description and intro with that job. Make sure your main call to action matches that job. If you'd like help defining your podcast role in your business and marketing strategy, so your podcast why, your show, and your offers are pulling in the same direction, that's exactly what I help podcasters untangle. You can book a clarity call with me. Just head over to My Podcast Guy online and look for the Book a Clarity Call link. We'll map your podcast why to your business and your business to your podcast so it all feels coherent. Thanks for listening to the podcast Why. I'm Brett Johnson, My Podcast Guy, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.